coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Incantations.
Wow. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezrahite, and Heman, and Calcol, and Dada, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. Now, here's where I'm taking you to, because, you know, one day the Lord was talking to me about something, and it had to do with wisdom. And he was talking about this divine wisdom that we have. How far more excellent than the wisdom of Solomon. I said, Lord, Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. He said, yes, but your wisdom is my wisdom. Oh. Then he said, go in the scriptures and read what Solomon talked about. He said, you're not talking about those things. He said, you're talking about higher things than what Solomon knew. I went into the Bible. I said, I got to read it. Look at it. He said, he spake 3,000 proverbs and songs were 1,005. 1,005 songs. That's not a lot. Now, look at what he talked about. Look at this. And he spake of trees. Trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beasts and of fowl and of creeping things and of fishes. I thought, huh? And he was wiser than all men. I said, Lord, I get it. So what do I talk about? He said, you speak mysteries. You speak mysteries. He says, you speak things that baffle men. Mysteries. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Wonderful. One of my very first experiences. One of my very first experiences of the manifestation of the gift of knowledge. My first experience. I would say one of the first, because that's the one that I really put some measure of importance to. Was by that inspiration, talking about something like, so I could understand this, all right? Talking about a fruit that I'd never seen and explaining the inside, the arrangement of the fruit. And the one I was talking to opened the biology textbook and found everything I said to be exactly as I said it, as I described it. said, you read it? I said, no. Never did. Until this day, never have. But I provided the explanation. And of course, from then, I've done same thing to many things. That's how come I know many things. Yeah, I know a lot of things. But most of the things that I know by the Spirit, the gift of knowledge. That's why I told you that gift is very important. You supernaturally know things of this life and the spiritual. See, scriptures are supernaturally given to me. I just know what's there. Then I make a note, I take my Bible, and I open, lo and behold, that's what's there. And sometimes I've had that when that gift is in operation, and I just know what's in the original text. I know what's in the original text. These are higher things that God has graced us with that the natural man can never attain to. They're gifts of God. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm saying, I'm sharing with you here. Look at it. I just told you, in prayer, we speak what? Mysteries. We speak mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to read from verse 1 into verse 2, and I want you to notice. Follow after charity, and that's agape. He's talking about love, okay? The love of God. Follow after love. Charity, says, and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. Hello? How good is prophecy, you see? How important? And I told you, prophecy is the gift that reveals secrets, not the so-called word of knowledge. Let me show this to you. Go to verse 24. But if all prophesy and they come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. What gift was in operation to reveal secrets? Prophecy. That's a gift of prophecy. So the gift of prophecy brings such kinds of revelations. All right? That's revelations of secrets of men. Things that have to do with men. But the secrets of God are revealed through the gift of wisdom, the gift of knowledge. All right, we're not dealing with that in detail today. We're going on with what I'm sharing with you. I'm reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We just read verse 1. Now go to verse 2. That's where the point is. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. The one who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks what? Mysteries. Mysteries. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Read from verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Hallelujah. Hidden wisdom. We speak hidden wisdom. So when we're in prayer, especially through praying in other tongues, we speak what? Mysteries. Mysteries. Divine revelations. Mysteries. So when I pray in other tongues, a lot of times, you know, when I'm praying in tongues, I'm praying in tongues, I'm praying in tongues, then when the interpretation starts coming to me and I speak out the interpretations, sometimes it's like, oh, I just spoke out a scripture. Or I spoke out an explanation of something in the Word of God. And I'm speaking mysteries. I'm speaking for solutions. But I spoke in tongues. Now I bring the interpretation, and from the interpretation, I know what the Spirit was speaking. Are you still there? So in prayer, we speak what? Mysteries. But we don't just speak mysteries to the air. We speak mysteries that we might be blessed with these mysteries. These mysteries are the wisdom of God revealed. I just read to you. Go back to that verse. From verse 6 again. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. And one of the ways we bring the hidden wisdom into this world is through the spirits when we speak in tongues. You see that? And by the Holy Ghost, we speak mysteries. And then by the gift of interpretation, we know what those mysteries are. Otherwise, how can we be blessed with them?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.